This is the Reverend going on in a couple of minutes. This is Reverend Buckburn, tapers and relay broadcasters, starting in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Namaste, male beast.
Good evening, this is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the first part of a very special series that will span at least three shows. Tonight is part one of Lick Bush in 04, and we will do everything we can to make that happen and have fun doing it and entertain you in the process. We have a lot of great tunes and some news and updates, song dedications, an asshole of the week, and some humor, and some live guests. The Lord is here waiting to speak. as well as a representative of the Taliban. All of that is to come on Lick Bush in 04 Part 1. Going to start off with a song for the Reverend's friend Kenny. This is The Vapors. Next song is out to a very special person, the one, the only, everlasting Godstopper, who has now become the head of a Delaware Valley chapter of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, which is at dvau.org. This is Jello Biafra from the Spit series. This edition of Spit is entitled America's Sweetheart, and this track is entitled Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest.
Oh, darling, you look adorable! I can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
Who tells us that God is cool? Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? The man with the sticky Bible, Father Peter, the pedophile priest, who reads to us from the book of Job. Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Who hugs his son but not your daughter? Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Boys with thanks. Who warns us about masturbation? Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious? Who probes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Sexuality.
families in America. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
I would have my Secretary of Treasury be in touch with the financial centers, not only here but at home.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs.
Well, I've been standing up to big Hollywood, big trial lawyers. What was the question? It was about emergencies, wasn't it?
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Bush Speak, the curious wit and wisdom of George W. Bush. Chapter 1, on terrorism.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
I think war is a dangerous place.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb buildings.
You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheib, or whatever the guy's name was.
You don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. You can't come back.
Leader in the negotiations at the WTO. We've advanced bold proposals to open up global markets. We seek to build on the success of NAFTA with a free trade area of the Americas, the transforming power of economic markets.
A brand new history, suddenly and quickly. Sparkles in your eyes, hope you're not missing. The flesh wants their posts, etching the future. Ancient ancestors transmitting via
You heard Mudhoney doing Touch Me, I'm Sick. Anti-Flag did Mind the Gat. Ramones did Out of Time. From the Bush Speak CD, you heard The Foreword. Jimmy Cliff did The Harder They Come. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. And started off with The Vapors doing Turning Japanese. This is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Buckburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fuckhead after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Future shows on The Reverend Is In includes parts 2 and 3, possibly more, of this current series, Lick Bush in 04, as well as a possible live exorcism and a possible live reverse exorcism. Potential live guests, Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, Lacera Firefox, sex writer Laura Riskell, author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, and a few surprise potential live guests as well. Other themes in the future shows include 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, psychotherapy for the Bush regime, recovery for propagandists, a look at the delusional higher power 12-step monopoly recovery systems, and also a lot of fun we'll have with that, pubic property, in which we will discuss sex negativism and pretend puritanism from all spheres of thought, liberal and conservative, left and right, holy Taliban types, Falwell clones, as well as certain types of women's studies programs, etc., and groupthink freethinkers, pubic property, and we're still accepting ideas and thoughts and song requests for that theme, which will be a show to remember. And possibly another future wedding with Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, if in fact they still manage to get through their current phase of things and still go through with it. And of course we'll have the usual holiday shows. We'll try to do one better than last December's Reverend Buckburn holiday tree and ball special. We'll have a special Thanksgiving special at the end of November, and all kinds of goodies to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Lick Bush in 04. And in this series, we will have all kinds of stuff about Bush, as well as Bush licking. And we're going to have some good readings on the later installments, including one from the great doctor herself, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, from her great book, The 10 Commandments of Pleasure, in which she talks about the great fine art of cunnilingus. And that just seemed appropriate for the Lick Bush series. And some other readings the Reverend has been finding, and some sent to the Reverend from book burners worldwide. All of that is to come in the Lick Bush series. And at first I was gung-ho about doing this series. It was like, even when other shows were being planned, the last three or four, I was, of course, extremely pumped about doing the Lick Bush series and all of the ideas and stuff people were sending, and ideas from friends and even a few professional colleagues. And then I saw the master debater himself on television, and like everybody else, my jaw dropped at how piss poor the Bushman speaks in public in terms of being a presidential figure. And even though he was an unelected president appointed by the Supreme Court, and even though he was born with a silver spoon in his nose, he is still a pretend president, and he is still a figurehead. And when I saw his very poor impersonation of Forrest Gump, when I saw him speaking like a casualty of the special education system, a part of me thought that it's still starting to cause me to feel funny, and that I am, in fact, picking on an idiot, picking on a village idiot, that even his hometown will not endorse this coming Erection Day in November. Yes, in Crawford, Texas, his hometown newspaper, the Lone Star Iconoclast, which did endorse him in 2000, talked about the disaster on so many fronts. The lies before the war, the corporate crimes, the economic ravaging, the environmental destruction, the lost jobs, the endless laundry list of ways in which George W. Numbnuts Bush has fucked up the country, fucked the people over intentionally, fucked Social Security, fucked over the land of America, and further eroded the separation of church and state, appointed total nut jobs into high positions, from John Ashcroft to several judges on a federal level. But still, it felt like picking on a helpless idiot, even after all of his killing of civilians, which of course equals the definition of terrorism. All of the men, women, and children who were non-combatants killed in his illegal wars, and all the blood on his hands, all the corporate crime, all of the death, all of the crime that outweighs the combined crime of every criminal and villain of the month nationwide in the country times 100, still, it felt like picking on a total idiot and helpless buffoon. However, in view of said crimes, in view of being a Taliban wannabe, in view of being the greatest recruitment tool in the history of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, in view of fucking the entire nation and its land and its social security system, in view of fucking over social services and assistance to those most in need in this nation, I'm going to have to move past this inhibition of mine to pick on a total helpless fuckhead and have some good laughs while we begin this series of Lick Bush in 04. And as pathetic as he looked in the debate, to the point of almost causing sympathy with the Reverend, I still want to point out one particularly special piece. This, although there was much written about it on the internet and much humor, many great cartoons and all kinds of great analysis. One of the best comes from James Wolcott, James W-O-L-C-O-T-T, from jameswolcott.com. In his website in the archive section for October 2004 on President Twitchy. And no, many observations on his twitching, stammering, lengthy pauses, being blustered, being upset that he was challenged and disagreed with, and of course his piss-poor speaking. President Twitchy's article is entitled Tweet Smell of Success, and that's at jameswolcott.com, and that's probably one of the funniest, and also one that's most dead on target. And another good humor site you can check out tonight with some video is subservientpresident.net, and thank you, Bookburners, who sent the Reverend all this great stuff. And let's see, we'll do some plugs and then get back to the music, because there is a ton and I probably won't even be able to get to it all. And I want to play some more tunes before the Lard is ready to speak and before the Taliban guest gives the Taliban's official endorsement in the U.S. campaign for Erection Day 2004. There are many bands who are involved in the Lick Bush effort. The mainstream acts are on tour now. They were just in Philly last Friday night and touring the nation. So if you were anywhere in North America, you can catch the Vote for Change tour. The website is at MoveOnPAC, MoveOnPAC.org. And then the Vote for Change tour will be one of the links there. And that's a lot of acts from Pearl Jam to Bruce Springsteen to Dixie Chicks to various rock and hip-hop and pop acts. And the punkier version is from Anti-Flag, which is at punkvoter.com, and they are playing in Philadelphia this coming Thursday night, October 7th, at the Starlight Ballroom at 9th and Hamilton, and it's Anti-Flag, who you heard earlier, and several other bands, and that will be kicking, and they are at punkvoter.com. The Rock Against Bush CDs, both volumes that include great DVDs, are from Fat Rec Records, no relation to Nurse Ratched, Fat, W-R-E-C-K, FatRec.com. Two editions of that. That's some good Lick Bush stuff for you. And, let's see, even the new Rolling Stone is in on the action. Yes, the ultimate flip-floppers, Rolling Stone, has decided, since big rock stars are in on the act, that it's safe to say, okay, let's run Lick Bush kind of articles. So on the current newsstand issue of Rolling Stone, the cover story is about the Vote for Change tour. And a hilarious George W. Bush page at Rotten, at Rotten.com, at Library Bio Presidents, George-W-Bush. That's at Rotten.com. Some sites to peruse while you go through these tunes. I will get over my inhibition to pick on a total fucking moron. We'll talk about the bullshit polls, and we will have the Lard in here later. Some stuff about Ayatollah Ashcroft and all kinds of Lick Bush stuff and a book review to come. Oh, the fuck, not fuck the vote, F the vote. Fuck the vote is a different site. Just the letter F, fthevote.com is back up, and they are definitely in the spirit of Lick Bush, fthevote.com, and their campaign to go to the swinger states. And the Reverend is not big on all this military records shit, but if you are interested in the military records of the Democrats and the Republicans, and who served and who didn't, and who was in wars in the past and who wasn't, and you'll be amazed at how many chicken hawks, big, cowardly war advocates, mostly from the Bush crowd. You can go check out the military records in the Election 04 section of alternet.org. Okay, let's play some Tom Robinson Band, but this is not from the classic Tower in the Darkness first release. This is from his second release, the Tom Robinson Band, TRB2. We're going to play a track entitled All Right, All Night. Lord, make this turntable work.
Yeah, yeah, God. This is Nurse Ratched, and I'm pissed as hell. These sniveling, bleeding hearts and whiny social workers have gone too far in their sympathies for all these low scumbags and dregs of humanity. These sickening drug addicts, mental patients, people with AIDS, people on Medicaid, people who are homeless, and other motherfuckers who make me sick. I'm upset that the inbreeding king of nepotism is going to remove our beloved Dr. Mangles and drag herself just because of a few lawsuits and the complaints of her medical students. And now I have the degrading experience of having to bring on a song by the Sex Slaves entitled 2 A.M.
Flag-waving, cheerleading, rah-rah bullshit stopped or died down at all? Really? It's still going? It's fucking, oh, what a bummer that shit is. Oh, I get it. The first, like, week, I get it. I get it, especially when it's, like, you know, firemen around. You wave it at the firemen. You go, yeah. But, I mean, after, like, 4 months, you know, and you see these fucking, you know, trophy wives with their fucking $80,000 Lexus SUVs driving around with flags. You're like, shut the fuck up. Stop it. You're just encouraging more bomb. Stop it. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's just a completely empty gesture. It's like, what does that mean to you? I mean, united we stand. No, I read the bumper sticker. I mean, tell me in your words what it means. It means these colors do not run. No. Okay. Yeah, I get it. So it's just, you know, they're just part of a club. They're just excited to be part of the flag waving club on their street. Look, we're all waving flags. Ha 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 ha. Flags, hooray. And it's so fucking such an empty gesture and so full of like this crass commercialization. Like, you know, fucking 24 hours after those fucking buildings went down, people all over the country are going, I own a flag distribution thing. Hello. Hello, ribbon money. Hello, flag money. You know, and it was like 3 days later when you couldn't turn on the TV without seeing those fucking infomercials for like, you know, the Freedom Kit. You know? 12 different size flags you can stick everywhere. The Freedom Kit for $14.99. And then upgrade for $10. Get the Patriot Pack. 10 different flags. 10 more flags. 10 bigger size flags. Be a better patriot than the people who get the Freedom Kit. Outdo your neighbors in patriotism. Let them know you're better than the Freedom Kit people. 27 different flags. Stick them on your cars. Stick them in your windows. Stick them in your office. Stick them on your cubicle. Fucking shove them up your ass. We got special flags to shove up your ass when you're sleeping. No reason not to be a patriot when you're asleep. Come on, don't let those terrorists win. If you don't have a flag sticking out of your ass, the terrorists win. Always have flags. Give your children flags. Everyone should have a flag. All the time, at all times, flags. Eat the flag. Eat it. Special edible flags. Have flags grafted on the inside of your eyelids so all times you have flags. Have flag pills to eat, and then you shit out a flag. That's true patriotism. Don't be asleep on the job here, America. So order today. All flags made by Chinese prison labor. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. How's that for a kind of weird global karmic irony? There are guys, there are dissidents in China making our flag so that people who remain willfully ignorant in this country, these guys, people are in jail for like expressing the opinion like, I'd like to have more papers to read, you know. Yet we live in a country where you actually have access to the news and nobody wants it. They don't want to get the real news. I'm too busy to get on the Guardian UK website. That's the fucked up thing. I gotta read other countries' papers to find out what's going on in my country. That's fucked up. That ain't right. Mm-mm. That shit ain't right. And I don't know for sure. I need my beer for this. I don't know for sure. And I won't know for many years. It's gonna be quite a while. But I think there's a very strong possibility that George W. Bush may go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like the worst. I mean, like really bad, dangerously bad. Like, and I don't mean like in a Millard Fillmore, James Polk kind of way. I mean like, you know, it's fucking nuts, man. It's that guy is. So, you know, I can't wait till water is $20 a gallon, but we still got our $1.50 gas. That's good. We still got our $1.62 gas, but water's $20 a gallon, and, you know, all our food is biogenetically enhanced. It's better. The pioneers were fucking suckers, man. Indians are fucking dumb. That's why they're extinct, motherfucker. Hey, Indians, get a Bible, then we'll talk, all right? It's called Manifest Destiny. Look it up. It's in the book we wrote. Thank you. You know, everybody's going, like, what a great job he's doing on the war on terrorism. And first of all, let's admit it. The war on terrorism is a fucking joke. You cannot win a war on terrorism. It's like having a war on jealousy, you know? You ain't gonna win it, man. That's fucking ridiculous. It's an absurd notion. You're not, I mean, you're not going to, there's no, at no point in time ever are we going to go, whew, got them all. Everybody loves us again. No, that ain't going to happen, man. That ain't gonna, all we're doing is making more terrorists. Every day we make brand new terrorists all over the world, you know, because people fucking hate us again. You know, everybody's treating him like, you know, he's really doing this great job. Like, wow, he's real. What a great leader he is. What a wonderful leader. Like, man, those planes hit. He was out there and he bombed that country. And who the fuck wouldn't have bombed the... He's only doing, you know, anybody would have... Nader would have done that. Nader would have fucking bombed Afghanistan. It's not a big deal. I mean, what the fuck did we expect? He's only doing the job that we sort of not really actually didn't elect him to do. I mean, that's not cause for celebration, you know? I mean... I don't come all over the place when the guy at the donut store gets my order right. You know, I'm not going to fucking give this guy a motherfucking parade. I mean, what did we expect he was going to do? The planes were going to hit and he was going to hole up in a Motel 8 with a bottle of Jack just crying in the corner going, I don't know what to do. I don't want to be president. I don't know what to do. No, that's not his job. That's the vice president's job, apparently. That's, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, we're all treating him like he came in third place in the Special Olympics, you know? As a nation, we're like, hey, good job. You're doing a great job there, buddy. Look at you. No more tears. No tears. Come on, you did good. You did good. Look, here's a reporter who wants to talk to you, wants to ask you a question. You want to talk to them? Don't ask that question. Do not ask that question. Not for 2 years do you ask that question. Don't bother. Don't mind him. He's an enemy. Oh, man. That, it's fucking ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I mean, you know, he's the same fucking moron he was on the 10th, you know? It's not like the planes hit and he ran around the White House taking genius pills or something. What happened? Oh, my God. Where are the genius pills? And we will shine a light of justice on them. And we will smoke those evildoers out of their cave. Oh, fuck, I took the hyperbole pills instead. I took the wrong pills. I took the wrong pills. The pills that made me talk like an eighth grader. Who put those pills there? And it's so, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody's focusing on the war of terrorism, which is that much, if you can see that. That's that much of what he does. It's about that much. I'll put it down here. It's about that much. And nobody's fucking paying attention to all the fucking truly evil shit he's doing and he can get away with using the war on terrorism and the fucking thousands of people who died as an excuse to push through every shitty agenda, roll back civil rights, women's rights, you know, separation of church and state. It's all being rolled back, you know. And but we're ignoring it. We're going, hey, good job on the bombing, you know. And he, as I said, he's all he's doing is making more terrorists. I mean, what was our humanitarian effort in Afghanistan? We're fucking, what do? We dropped pudding cups on the most heavily mined country on the planet. Pudding cups that also, oddly enough, look like the fucking mines. For real. Like, that's going to do it. That's going to make the whole fucking, you know, that's going to make all these fucking newly limbless orphan kids, you know, they're like, I love America. Thank you, America, for your delicious puddings. Hey, go out and get some of those pudding cups. Some of them are mine. Let's send Stumpy. Stumpy, get out there. Come on. For every family member that died in the American bombing, I got a pudding cup. I have 7 pudding cups! Thank you, Uncle Sam! Yeah, that's good. Fucking people hate us. The rest of the world hates us, understandably. You know what? I would like to go abroad. I'd like to expand my fucking cultural horizons. I would. But I can't now. Because, you know, and it sucks because apparently, you know, George Bush's, you know, expansion of cultural horizons, you know, didn't get past doing fucking shooters at Senor Frogs in Cabo San Lucas. That's all he was interested in. That's all the world outside of America gives a fuck about. Get some of that Mexican pussy. Hello! And the one of the most evil things about that fucking asshole is that he is a liar. And I don't mean a liar like in the typical politician way in which every fucking politician that walked the earth is a liar. I don't mean that. That's not special. I mean that fucking bullshit lie about how he cares about us. You know what? He doesn't give a fuck about any of you. He doesn't give a fuck about you or you or you or your mommy or your granny or your street or your town. He doesn't give a flying fuck about any of you. And all that fucking bullshit lie about how he's just like us. He's just down home boy. He's just a good old boy from Midland, Texas. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a Washington outsider. I'm such a Washington outsider, and just like you, because I'm sure all y'all had the same kind of upbringing, just like me, you know, where your daddy was head of the CIA and then ambassador to China and then vice president for 8 years and then president of the United States for 4 years. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm a good old boy. Midland, Texas. I'm just a hillbilly crowd. Hey, Deb, Neil, give me them silver spoons. I'm going to do a little silver spoon jingle jango. Oh, silver spoon Crawford, Texas jingle jango. Just like y'all. And now we're going to spend $49 billion on defense, and they're still talking about a fucking missile defense shield. In this day and age, it's been fucking 20 years. They're still talking about a missile defense shield. What the fuck is a missile defense shield, and how does it work? Nobody has told us. Nobody. They take our money, take money out of our pockets, and then it's going towards this missile defense shield, and nobody explains what it is. And you sit there and you press them. What is a missile defense shield? How does it work? Well, since you really want to know, quite simply, a missile defense shield is a net made of magic held in place by pixies. That's what it is. We have 70 pixies ready to go. They're all wrapped up, special Kevlar lining. They're in a bunker in Colorado, ready to go up there and defend our country. And, you know, and that's how it works. And it costs a lot of money, folks. That doesn't cost $100. That's what a box cutter shield would cost. That's what you guys seem to be wanting. What we're going to do. All right, yeah. So, yeah. And now he wants to privatize Social Security. He's going to take Social Security and invest it in the stock market. That's fucking insane, man. Have you followed the fucking stock market? I mean, why not just fucking bet it on a horse, you know? What the fuck? Why don't you take all of our future ability to house ourselves and medicate ourselves and feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and put it all on Papa's Mustache in the Third? Yeah! That's good! Come on, Papa's Mustache! Come on! Oh boy, this is gonna be big. Yeah. And John Ashcroft, our Attorney General. John Ashcroft. Fucking that guy is the most Russian of all. That guy is the most Russian and Chinese of all of his entire cabinet. I mean, that's he's the Attorney General. This is a guy who couldn't fucking get elected. After he had served for 4 years in his home state, he lost the election to a dead man. Did you know that? John Ashcroft, he already served, and now he's running for election, lost to a guy who had been dead for 7 weeks. The voters of his state, when faced with that choice, in the voting booth were like, ooh, yeah, that is tough. All right, do I go with the right-wing religious fundamentalist nut or the rotting maggot-infested corpse? God, this is truly a lesser of two evils here. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Gotta go with the corpse. Gotta go with the corpse, because that guy is fucking insane. That guy's nuts. That guy actually believes that calico cats are a sign of the devil. They're messengers or harbingers of the devil. Do you know that? He believes that. Your attorney general believes that black tabbies are harbingers of the devil. That's what he believes. And let's extrapolate that a little bit. That means that the attorney general actually believes in the devil. He believes in a little red guy in the big fiery fire and brimstone place that's way below us. We haven't figured it out, found where it is. I mean, it's billions and billions of light years I think it takes literally like 17 million years to get there to hell or heaven, but it's somewhere down here, you know, somewhere way down here when you go straight down to it, unless, of course, the earth is rotated, and then you have to go up and then around, and then they, you know, because hell is always there. I don't think it just rotates with the earth. I'm not sure how that works, but they didn't have science when they wrote the Bible, so they're fucking morons anyway, so they're all guessing that it's down here. It's way below us. The Prince of Darkness got in a fight and got thrown out of heaven. And then, so that means he believes in devil guy with fucking tail with a hook in it and horns, you know, and a pitchfork. He's a little guy with a pitchfork. I'm the devil. Hey, devil, what do you got that pitchfork for? That's for, so I can do my hay work. All the hay that burns up on contact here in hell. No, all right, well, I'll tell you what it's for. My pitchfork is to give evildoers, little folks in the tuchus. That's what it's for. That's what the pitchfork's for. Ah, Hitler. Get back to gnashing your teeth. I'm the devil. Wee-hee-ha. Fucking. The devil wants your soul. When is that contest going to be over? When do they fucking calculate the souls in heaven and hell and they go, we got a winner. We got a winner. Contest is over. All right. It's absurd, man. And then he also believes, Ashcroft also believes... Oh, yeah, you know, besides that other stuff. He gets anointed with cooking oil by his daddy every time he takes office, because it's in the Bible. Do you know that? And he spent, you know, instead of, like, helping to prevent September 11th with all the clear information he had, he would rather spend time and money draping with these velvet robe, the rope. What am I with the robes? Velvet curtains. Draping a statue of the Lady of Justice, Lady Justice, whatever. I don't really know the name or the title. I'm like Ashcroft. All I see is that work of art, that sculpture, and I cannot think of anything but that bare breast. That's, he had it draped because the Lady Justice has a bare breast showing. Do you hear what I'm saying? A dirty, dirty, filthy titty. Filthy. You women should be ashamed of having those things. Fucking clothe those things. Put cloth on them. Lots of cloth. And don't stop there, man. Go get a burka. Wear that thing too, man. Because this is, I see a lot of sex in here too. It's dirty, filthy, dirty, dirty titty. Dirty, dirty titty. And I, you know, I kind of know what he's going. I mean, I know, I can relate, because several years ago I went to Europe, and, you know, I went to, I was in Florence, Italy, and I was at the Uffizi Art Gallery. It's beautiful, all this, like, you know, 16th century Italian Renaissance artwork. It's gorgeous, man, just beautiful stuff. And I, like Ashcroft, you know, I went through the same thing where I just could not help myself. And I was there, and I'm, like, looking at all this beautiful artwork, and I fucking tore that fucking painting down and just started fucking it. Fuck that fucking painting! Fuck it! Fuck it! Fuck beautiful fucking erotic pornography! Because a naked woman equals porn. Fucking, I can't go to museums. I can't go to museums without fucking just dropping my pants and going, fuck! Fuck! Right? I mean, yeah, right? Because it's dirty, it's filthy and erotic, a naked woman. Oh, fucking, you just want to rape it. Rape that painting, man. Rape the fuck out of that fucking statue. Because, you know, Ashcroft, you know, he's going in there at night, you know, when there's, you know, the janitors are gone, you know, and he's, like, getting in there at the fucking halls of justice and, you know, just sitting there like, oh, he loves that cold stone titty. Oh. Lady Justice, why won't you be my wife? Won't you be my click, huh? Oh, cleaning up. All right. Oh, man. Yeah, that guy's... But you know what? Look, it's our fault. It's our fault that Bush is in office. It is. The reason he got as many votes as he did was because basically Americans can be very stupid, greedy, and short-sighted. People actually vote in this country on one issue. What? He wants to take my gun away. I don't got to listen to anything else. Fuck it. He's out. I don't give a goddamn. You can do whatever he wants for 4 years. Just don't take my gun away. What? You're a fucking asshole and you shouldn't vote. You shouldn't vote. You shouldn't have the right to vote. Well, you know, people vote and they don't inform themselves and they're willfully ignorant in this country. They don't want to know. I don't want to. Bill O'Reilly said, and that's good enough for me, you know. The reason he got as many votes is, one, because people were stupid enough not to necessarily to vote for him, but vote against the guy who was just in office, who's not even running anymore. They hated Clinton so much, they voted against Gore, and that's stupid. And then the other reason is because of the fucking tax cut. That awesome tax cut that worked out so well, didn't it? Everybody...
Matinee, that's the popcorn, please. There's no
hallucinating angels. I hallucinate miracles. I see statues crying blood. I visualize Our Lady of Guacamole. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I receive commands from our Creator to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, the sex positives of every variety. And I see talking donkeys and other biblical prophecies. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy.
For more information about the George W. Numbnuts Bush faith-based initiative and other grotesque violations of church and state separation, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au.org.
First they went and stole the election. The Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said Bush it. He went and hired his daddy's staff and a few guys from Nixon's just for a laugh. Now the world is his oyster, split in half. Bush it. Though he'd never been to a foreign land, had a map of the world he'd never understand. Right up his back with the puppeteer's hand. Bush it. Bush it. The old president's son. Bush it. That's the way it's done. Bush it. For all of your friends, who knows where this whole thing's gonna end. Then someone goes and topples the towers. Took years to build, destroyed it in hours. The FBI and CIA said, give us more powers. Bush it. Then the puppeteer says, hey, I got a plan. Though the guys were all Saudis, let's bomb Afghanistan and camp out with our friends in Pakistan. Bush it. But that wasn't the end to these tragic attacks. Someone used the U.S. mail to send anthrax. Kind of funny how it just went to Democrats. Bush it. President's boy, Bush it. He got a brand new toy, Bush it. Down old Texas way, hey now look at Georgie Jr. play. Vice President Cheney meets with Enron, of course, on how to manage our oil resource. Get them rolling blackouts and a secret task force. We'll push it. Then Enron goes bankrupt after stealing us blind, but they left a trail of campaign cash behind. When asked for his records, Cheney big time declined. He said, push it. Now before 9-1-1, Bush wasn't too bright. Did Osama bin Laden show him the light? They're both CIA boys and they know how to fight. They push it. Push it. To the limit and then push it. And push it again. Push it. And make no mistake, there is just so much that we can take. He's got two drunken daughters and a drug addict.
police. But that doesn't matter. He'll just call up the police and say you can keep all the others, but I want their release. Bush it. Now, he did booze and coke, and he doesn't deny it. But he says that he quit and is on a new diet. Now he passes out on pretzels. Does anyone buy it? Bush it. Now Bush is an artist, and he's trying to sell it. He's a bit of a devil, doesn't think we can tell it. But it's piled up so high, you can't help but smell it. Bush it.
President's song,
Bush it.
You know he can't be wrong,
Bush it.
Out of the president's way, what more can a real American say?
Bush it. Bush it.
Thank you.
You heard Hooskerdoo doing In a Free Land and Sunshine Superman. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Bush It. Frank Zappa did Catholic Girls. David Cross did My Wife's Crazy and Flying on a Mexican Plane from his comedy CD Shut Up, You Fucking Baby. The Sex Slaves did 2 AM. An Artist Unknown did What If God Smokes Cannabis, and started that set off with the Tom Robinson Band doing All Right, All Night. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 1. Next week, Part 2, there'll be at least three parts, maybe more, and possible live guests. And my dear friend and associate, Marlon, the great engineer, is here. And are our guests still out there? I know you're sleepy, and you got no sleep, and you don't want any of my shit. But are our guests here? Let's see. Do you see the Lord? I know you're sleepless. Okay. All right, well, let's see. I guess one at a time. Well, let's not keep the Lord waiting. Could you bring in the Lord?
You really are tired. All right. Yeah, all right, come on in.
Lord, thank you for coming on the show. There's a lot of shit happening, and your name is invoked in all of that. You're in the campaigns for Erection 2004. You are invoked by the American Christian Taliban. You're invoked by the anti-abortion nut jobs who harass and bomb and shoot at clinics and threaten patients, staff, doctors, clinic defenders, etc. Your name is used all the time. Mostly it's used by all these political wing nuts who are running for office. And since your name has so much relevance into these things, wanted to give you an opportunity to go on the air, speak to the public. And even though there's listeners in several continents, you can talk to the people of North America for the time being. Your entourage is welcome to stay with you in the background. And you can speak in response to being dragged into the erectile process. It's been a good weekend for me too. Okay. Book burners everywhere, here is the Lord. Hello, I am the Lord, and I do not want to be dragged into the bullshit politics of the United States of America. I am appalled at that twitchy, stammering, stuttering unelected president with, as the Reverend's mother points out, no command of the English language. Piss poor reading skills while he reads his teleprompts. I am insulted to be invoked by such a fuckhead. I do not appreciate being typecasted by a bad filmmaker. I do not like goons from the anti-choice movement to use my name and image, or people of the same mindset as the Taliban, from TV evangelism to community leaders nationwide. I have been misunderstood since the day I said I wanted to get nailed. I have been misunderstood since people have used my name to build empires, perpetrate colonialism, oppression, slavery, and the gain of the elite classes. I condone none of it, and I appreciate being invited to lick Bush on The Reverend Is In. All right. Thank you, Lord. Marlon, cheers, Lord.
You are asleep.
That's slack. Bob is the deity on the hour of slack, the church of the subgenius. All right, say thank you, Lord. All right, where's that Taliban guy? Why did he bring so many people? All right, we flew in from the Taliban. He flew from a cave to who knows where, to Philadelphia. And he's here in beautiful Philadelphia with us. All right, Marlon, my sleepwalking engineer, could you bring in the Taliban representative, if you would? Just like Lurch. All right, don't touch him. Don't touch the Taliban guy. All right. Oh, wow, he's wearing, like, this hippie-looking thing. All right. God, how many people are with this guy? All right.
All right, my name is Mohammed Dana, alias Cat Stevens, and I represent the Taliban, and we are ready to make our endorsement for the U.S. presidential election, although I heard there hasn't been an election since the previous president. Since he stayed in the blue dress. All right. The Taliban, in deep appreciation to the massive recruiting that we have undergone, as well as the massive recruitment drive that has been successful by Al-Qaeda and similar groups in three or four countries, we appreciate the tremendous boost to our recruiting all around that our brother and funder and friend of the Saudi royal family himself, George W. Bush, has done for us. We appreciate all that Brother George has done for us, propping up our own leaders and their positions, solidifying our support base, and being the best thing ever for our support drive. So without hesitation, we give our wholehearted endorsement to George W. Bush for his election in 2004.
Okay, thank you, Taliban person. Marlon, thank you for bringing in these Taliban guys. God, do they smell. All right. What?
Biafra's rendition of if someone defends the prophet, he must die. Defames
the prophet. Oh, like Salman Rushdie.
You know, Jello Biafra, that little comedy routine, remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
About that.
Yes, the book burners will send emails about that. All right, well, we didn't defame any prophets, so they'll... Or at least not while they're here. So they're not going to get pissed off. Yes. Goon Shadow. Anyway. Yes, and the Reverend did buy Salman Rushdie's book. Pretty much within the first couple weeks it came out. So, sorry Ayatollah and other nut jobs who didn't like Salman Rushdie's smearing the prophet's books. All right, the Taliban has officially endorsed George W. Bush for his tremendous boost to their recruitment drive and the recruitment drives of Al-Qaeda and related groups or similar groups. They have officially endorsed George W. Bush for his first time election in 2004. And, all right... Still got a million tunes. All right, a lot of the shit we're going to save for next week. There's a medical marijuana case in California that we're also going to be supportive. It's a woman with a brain tumor, and she legally was getting medical marijuana, which did make a positive difference in California, in the Bay Area, I'm pretty sure. And she was part of the Compassionate Cannabis Buyers Club. And, of course... all of these right-wing assholes who talk about state rights only when it's to support their asshole friends and the race hate groups. Then that's all you hear, state rights for racism and guns and all that shit. But decided that he overruled California and Oregon state laws and did all of the raids and busts that are now famous in California. And her case is hitting the Supreme Court, and we will support that in the future and try to keep her alive and out of jail and support it and with minimal suffering. And as we covered last week, only an asshole would support and mandate human suffering, such as Ayatollah Ashcraft, the DEA, and similar Nazi fucks. Okay, that will be next week. To support the medical marijuana cases that we've been supporting, go to Renee Boje, reneeboje.com. A decision is coming down very soon, and Steve Cubby's case as well. Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com. And we're going to hear from DOA in a minute. They have a brand new CD called Live Free or Die from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. And a brand new release by Paul Krasner, and I don't think it's released yet, but he just mailed this to the Reverend. So if it's not out yet, it'll be out very soon, called The Zen Bastard Rides Again by Paul Krasner. Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. Hilarious Bush and Kerry cover cartoon, and we're going to hear from that as well. And I think you can order it at paulkrasner.com as well. And we'll play some Sex Pistols. And what else? That's to give you some humor sites, and go on billionairesforbush.com. Some good goofs on the American Christian Taliban and marketers of the What Would Jesus Do thong at landoverbaptist.org. Always hilarious, whitehouse.org. And of course, if you want to see the assholes who are viciously harassing the Philadelphia and South Jersey area women's clinics, attention pranksters, go to columbusbaptistchurch.org. All right, let's stop playing Hooskerdoo and play some classic vintage Sex Pistols.
Thank you. usually people who God talks to are considered nuts. And yet, there's Bush saying he believes that God wants him to be president. And now, we all talk to God, I suppose. Even an unbeliever like me, I have conversations with God. Just to kind of see what would God say. Say about the Middle East and the conflict with Israel and the Palestinians. I said, look, God, you know everything that's ever happened that ever will happen. So you must have known that when you told the Jews that there would be the promised land for them, that the Palestinians wouldn't say to them, oh, welcome, take our land, please. I feel like I'm being channeled by Henny Youngman. And I said, so why did you permit that to happen? You know, I don't understand. And I heard the voice of God say, I never say that I promise. I said, I'll see what I could do. So then Bush has his backup, which is Pat Robertson, saying, I believe I have been told by God that Bush will be reelected. And all of these guys, when they talk to God and God talks to them, it's the ultimate form of insider trading. You know? Everybody else is on hold and has to just deal with their brokers. Okay, so, and it was not too long ago Pat Robertson said that God told him that he, Pat, was here on earth in order to usher in the second coming. How about that for an assignment? You know, the enemy has their religious nuts and we have our religious nuts. There's a thing here that was in the LA Times that a Bush family member said he believes that the enemy wants to get us because we're Christians. And then there was the Islam terrorist who said, we believe that the Christians are trying to destroy us. So this religious war going on, you know, with oil and water going down the Euphrates and all the other reasons, and all the people who believe in the rapture think, oh boy, it's going to come in our lifetime. I'm so lucky. You'll see the CNN version of the Second Coming combined with Fox. They're going to pool all the cables, you know, finally for this. And it will turn out that Bush is the Antichrist. So we meet again, says Jesus. You know, I think we have to thank Mel Gibson for finally making Jesus more popular than the Beatles. Long last, you know. It was a big effort, took a lot of money, but... I don't know if you noticed it, if you saw the movie, but Jesus has tattoos. You couldn't see him because they're on the back of his arms, and they were up like this, but on his left arm, it's just like a heart with an arrow going through it, and it says, Mom. And the other one, on the right arm, it just says letters. It says, WWID. What would I do? And so, you know, there's the arguments going on, you know. Who crucified him? Was it the Romans? Was it the Jews? And, you know, you'll see in December, it was Santa Claus who crucified him. That's a known fact that will be on CSI. I'd like to make references to shows that I've never seen. So there was in Colorado a man who decided to crucify himself. And he bought a couple of 2x4s, one longer than the other, and made a cross out of it. Put the cross on the carpet, lay down on top of the cross, was all prepared, had a hammer there and two spikes, hammered one spike into his left hand, then suddenly realized he was not going to be able to hammer a spike into his right hand. Fortunately, there was a telephone nearby, and he was able to knock the receiver off the hook and push 911. It was never clear whether he was calling them to get a paramedic to help him with his wound or to hammer in the other hand. One of the most disheartening things about the invasion of Iraq was that the public, a majority, swallowed the propaganda machine's notion that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with September 11th. But I'm a media junkie, and I finally discovered a respectable publication that also goes along with that. This is the Weekly World News. Here on their cover, Saddam and Osama in love.
Texas. Stars are fine, motion big, deep in the heart. Bush, you're fucked up.
And I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we got a special one. Sunday, October 3rd, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Our special asshole is from Maricopa County, Arizona. From Maricopa County, Arizona, County Administrator David Smith is responsible for a decision, a public policy that affects all, in which abortions are banned countywide at all health facilities. where the fuck they're supposed to happen, he does not say. He probably misses the old days when they were done in back alleys and illegal and unsafe and causing literally thousands of deaths. But his order is to, at this point, to go into effect, although it's going to be challenged. But they are to be banned at health facilities in Maricopa County, Arizona. So, County Administrator David Smith, you are asshole of the week. Alright, let's put an end to their sounds. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Lara Hoare. DOA did fucked up Bush. Paul Krasner did disorganized religion. And started off with the Sex Pistols doing 17 and Pretty Vacant. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 1. And just got some final couple of things to go. And then we'll do the credits, play some final tunes. Going to go overtime at RadioVolta.org. The AN listeners are going to sign off in a minute or so. I wanted to give a plug to a new musical CD by Jello Biafra with the Melvins at AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys, and those new labels. AlternativeTentacles.com, Jello Biafra music CD with the Melvins, and that is, I believe, out now. It's called Never Breathe What You Can't See, and they also have great Bush America shirts, and that is currently out. The Reverend is going to be calling for a casting call for forthcoming video projects, including United We Stand Erect, The Passion of the Santa Claus, and These Colors Do Come. So stay tuned for that, all new people. All right, 5 minutes, says Kenny. And let's see, check out Fahrenheit 9/11 at michaelmoore.com and his new editorials. All right, let's do the credits, and then we'll play two songs from the first Rock Against Bush CD. We'll play Moron, and we'll play War Brain, since they seem so appropriate. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Lick Bush show. Thank you, Kenny, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion, Lord Jesus, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Everlasting God Stopper, Lady Simone, former bride on this show, Cindy Wildflower Desire, possible future bride on the show, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends in the professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixan, and congratulations on your great news, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Jersey Red, Annie Red, no relation, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke and Justin, Mr. Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Goddess Danielle, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant from OnTheRag.net, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Chocolate, Dia Side and Genevieve, Maria, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, Joey Shithead and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Bookburners Everywhere, and to everyone who is showing enthusiasm to lick Bush in 2004 and evermore. The Reverend thanks you and sends a big lick in your direction. This is from Rock Against Bush, Volume 1, by Sum 41. This is called Moron, and then we'll hear Warbrain.
Feelings.